And the other islands, well, the farther away from the plume they are now, the older they are, and the longer ago their volcanoes went dormant or extinct. Incidentally, volcanic islands may seem small, but the island known as the Big Island of Hawaii is one of the tallest topographic features on the planet, more than 5 kilometers from the seafloor to the ocean surface, and almost that much again, up to its highest peak. That's nearly 10 kilometers from ocean floor to the highest point on the island, which makes it taller even than Mount Everest. So, you can imagine the huge amounts of magma or lava that have flowed up to form even just this one island, much less the whole chain of islands. Now, the plume hypothesis provides a pretty elegant explanation for a volcanic anomaly like the Hawaiian Islands. But, while it's hypothetically attractive, there's very little direct evidence to support the theory because, so far, no one's been able to actually observe what's happening that far beneath the Earth's crust. Some studies have been done, seismographic, geochemical, where the data's consistent with the model, but they aren't definitive proof.